you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. Los Angeles mayor experiences a home break-in a day ahead of her budget presentation in which she'll seek funding to beef up the police force. The tide has turned as far as mandated parking goes. LA apartment development is no longer required to have a minimum number of spaces. You'll learn about Coob and why players will be flocking to South Pasadena.
It's a yard game in the same genre as horseshoes or cornhole.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 22nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A man has been arrested on suspicion of breaking into the Los Angeles mayor's official residence. It happened early yesterday when Mayor Karen Bass was at home in the Windsor Square neighborhood. Police say Ephraim Matthew Hunter broke a glass door. An alarm went off. He was arrested at the scene, and the mayor and her family were not harmed. He was booked on a burglary charge and is being held on a $100,000 bail. Today, the mayor is set to release her budget for the coming fiscal year. She has pledged to maintain LA Police Department staffing goals, noting in her recent State of the City address that she remains committed to increasing the department's number of sworn officers to 9,500 from the current 8,900. She's also expected to propose the elimination of hundreds of city jobs to help deal with a projected budget shortfall approaching $500 million. City Council President Paul Krikorian supports the idea of taking vacant jobs off the books.
I would say that there's not going to be an immediate significant loss of services by eliminating vacant positions.
The cuts would come in the city's recreation and parks, sanitation, street services, and other departments. Bass likely will have to propose other service cuts or fee increases to further make up for the shortfall. The hunt for parking can be one of the most frustrating things about living in Los Angeles, so it might be surprising to hear that lots of new housing is getting built with no on-site parking. LAist housing reporter David Wagner explains.
Three-quarters of the affordable housing projects currently being fast-tracked in the city of LA have no plans for on-site parking. That's because recent changes in state law allow developers to build new apartments with zero parking spots in areas near public transit. Neighbors worry street parking could turn into a nightmare. Housing advocates say getting rid of parking brings down construction costs and lowers rents. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
The forests of the Sierra Nevada suffered through years of drought, but now that California has had two wet winters, there could be some recovery on the horizon. That's what science reporter Jacob Margolis expects.
We'll probably see tree mortality fall overall, as the trees that survive drought, beetle attacks, and fires will be able to take advantage of the water in the ground, more available now that other trees have been cleared out. And we'll need to expand our prescribed burning and possibly mechanical thinning programs to keep forests in a healthy balance.
Of course, California could easily slip back into drought next year, which would jeopardize recovery. Another factor is the hotter temperatures we're seeing because of climate change, which dry out landscapes faster than in temperate times. Coming up, our Earth Day news continues with word of new protections for an endangered local fish.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. The Southern California steelhead trout has new protections. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says the population has been added to California's endangered list.
These giant fish in the salmon family have been federally protected for decades, but their population has been struggling with roads and dams. The added designation means any new developments with state permits will need to consider how to preserve them and their habitat, on top of the protections required by federal law. For example, adding a fish passage structure could turn barriers like a flood control channel or MetroLink project into a bridge for the species.
And there's already work being done to help. A $62 million stormwater infrastructure upgrade is underway in the Santa Monica Mountains. LA Metro is celebrating Earth Day by offering free rides on all buses and trains. Free rides can also be redeemed for bike share and Metro Micro using a promo code that can be acquired using the Metro app. Riverside County has launched a new program aimed at breaking the financial barriers keeping residents from enjoying the outdoors. The Rivco Parks Library Pass program allows them to check out a pass at their local library that gives them free access to places such as hiking trails, picnic areas, and nature preserves. South Pasadena is known for a few things: good schools, beautiful homes, cool small businesses. But did you know that the city is also the capital of Koob? It's a lawn sport where players toss a small baton to knock down wooden blocks. Here's player John Patterson.
It's a yard game in the same genre as horseshoes or cornhole. You know, there's a bunch of games where you stand around with your friends chatting and having fun and throwing things across the yard.
The city is hosting the annual West Coast Championships next Sunday. In the meantime, you can read all about the sport and how it got to LA on LAist.com. The Los Angeles Clippers are off to a strong start in the playoffs. The team took on the Dallas Mavericks at Crypto.com Arena yesterday, defeating the team 109-97. The Clippers are scheduled to play the Mavericks again tomorrow night at 7 before heading to Dallas to play another two games against the team this Friday and Sunday. It'll be partly cloudy in most of the Southland, with highs in the 60s at the beaches, 70s farther inland, 80s in the valleys and IE, and in the 90s in the low desert communities. In the high desert, it'll be in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.